Here's something you probably won't recognize. This is the hill going, if you were sitting here, sitting here at Jim's place.
Yeah.
And look up the
looking up, that was the hill going up Yankee Hill. And the bakery was over here.
And years ago, this land was one whole big hill, and they mined that for gravel, and that they had some railroad lines that came in here, and they'd fill those cars, and they'd send that gravel out wherever, and that's how this got flattened out.
There's a gravel pit right where the student parking lot is right now across the water tower. Is that
down from the water tower? That was the hill got dug out that far.
You can kind of see it. It's at the top of this. See, there's this ridge. This was all taken out, but then on the other side, that went down. That went right down to what was the Viney Farm. That whole area here where you guys park. That was all gravel. The school, you approached it from the downtown to the old buildings that had been up on the top of the hill in front of the elementary school over here. You didn't get to the school through these roads. That was farmland then. And
that lane came in from up by St. Pete's.
Yeah, and that came to the Ball Diamond, really. It didn't come to the school.
And there was a track from the Ball Diamond up through the brush. You could drive it, but
I had written something here. I think it would be better if I just kind of read it. Mm-hmm. In the there was this square building built. I think Dick may have showed you the pictures of the original building that sat on top of the hill over here, and we tore that down. Next to it in the 1920s, early 20s, was a gymnasium. That was that narrow gym that Dick was talking about. In 1950, there was another addition put on for that they could offer shop, ag, home ec, and a hot lunch program because we were losing more and more students to the West Bend and Hartford School District. So they put those in, and that helped to draw kids back here.
I was explaining to him the way that worked we got.
And then with that law that came through the state of Wisconsin in 1949, then as your country schools closed, it created this more students coming here. And so Slinger was in a tough situation. So the Blakeview School on the corner of, you know where it is, on Arthur Road in 144. That held a couple of our grade school kids, our grades, I think second and third, if I remember right. And St. John's UCC basement was used for kindergarten, and our whole band and music program was in what's Jim's place. So as high schoolers, you can imagine what that was like for us to walk there. We maybe got there. this addition that you see out, the lower one, that was built in 56 along with the gym. And then the Catholic schools at St. Lawrence and Allenton closed, and they closed like that. The diocese just closed the schools, and Slinger was forced to, that's when they built their middle school. And that was like what we referred to as the egg crate. And they had to do something, and that was before I was on the board. But they were forced to build that. And then in this high school, the original part was built in 63. But those were all because of the change in law and just having to make room for the kids. What else would I... The building referendums. Ooh.
That's got a little...
When I first got on the board and we were looking, they were changing programs in the late 70s, I'm going to say 78, 79, this program came into being for challenged students, and you had to provide education for them. They were using the furnace room, they were using whatever they could latch on to for that. And so we needed to build, and what we wanted to build was to build something onto the high school so we could get the ninth graders out of there so that there'd be more room over there. You know, just shove them all the way up. and we couldn't do it. We just, their mentality wasn't here. And so we were finally able to put through a Band-Aid program that gave us what you know as the library over there in the elementary school and some classrooms at Allenton. That was all we could. We dickered with a bunch of people from the Allenton area who were vote no. Would you trust us with $1 million? Okay, we were able to put that through and we brought it in under budget. Came back under an administrator that we had hired from outside the area that didn't understand our mentality in the Slinger School District. Went over budget with, we got a referendum through after that to build the gymnasium as you know now, and the band rooms. And I can remember sitting in the old gymnasium and after a board meeting with Kurt Kleinanz, and we're counting rows of brick, because my father had been to the school, at a high school in Fond du Lac, where they had a private school where they had turned their old gymnasium into classrooms, and we had just enough rows of brick that we went to Bray and said, "You can do this," and that's how we got the classrooms in the old gym.